Lars stopped us again, this time at a hat vendor. There were all kinds of hats. Some were traditional Bavarian ones, like Lars's. They came in green, gray, and brown, with all different kinds of trim and decorations on them. Other, less expensive hats were on the comical side and shaped like kegs or mugs. One had beer holders with straws so the wearer could drink as they walked. "You can't leave without a souvenir," Lars said. I looked up from the stand of felt A-shaped hats I was examining. He shoved some money and a receipt into his pocket and then presented a hat to me that looked like a full beer mug complete with froth and placed it on my head. I held still as he tugged the brim into position and arranged my hair, pulling the light brown locks forward over my shoulders. He trailed his fingertips down the length of the last cluster of strands, making the base of my scalp tingle. We stood so close, I could detect the mild scent of beer on his breath. The boots I wore had a decent heel on them, but I still had to tilt my head back to meet his gaze. "How does it look?" "Perfect." Our eyes locked, and it was as if time sucked us backward to that day so long ago when we'd said goodbye. It overpowered the world around us, forcing it into the background. All that existed was the two of us. As the longing in his gaze registered, my breath caught. "Does he feel the same way I do?" I got my answer when his lips pressed down on mine, and he wrapped his arms around me, pulling me tight.